Number 95, Christian hymn.
Beautiful star.
Start with 96. Page 96. Something a little bit different tonight for devotions. That's the couple of the brethren to come up and read a psalm, part of a psalm, and then lead that. So Andy will start.
Good evening. Mylon asked if I would lead or read some of Psalm 25. So if you'd like to turn to that, we'll read a few verses 1 through 7. Might just make a few comments about it. Here we can see David. You can see the deep desire of his heart in being close to God, and he had a number of requests here. And one thing that stands out to me about these verses is that we see him making these requests, and he acknowledges God, and he says, "I want you to guide me, and I want you to show me truth." And then he says, "Remember not the sins of my youth." And I think as we heard this morning, give ourselves over to God and become closer to God, then we will see the things that maybe we have done and how glaring they are in the eyes of God, and how that they need to be taken care of. And I see that here. in the first part of this psalm. I'll read verses 1 through 7. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, and I'd like for you to pay attention to what are the things here that he asks for or acknowledges. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day long, all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. All right, now we'll sing this, and the brethren will lead out on every verse. We'll sing, Unto thee, O Lord, yea, let none that wait. Show me thy ways, and remember not.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Psalm 34. You can follow along if you want. You probably about know it by memory. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. All right, let's sing verses 1 through 4 and 7 and 8 of this psalm.
Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall be thereof and be glad. Oh,
turn to John 14, 6. I think this has been sung here. It's been a while. It's the only verse in the Bible that I actually am able to quote in Spanish, but I'm not going to do it for you this evening. Jesus said unto him, saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I think that's such a beautiful verse. And it actually shows us how small we are. Tonight, you know, Brother Joe explained something of the way of salvation this morning. I think a lot of people think when they're ready, they can come to the Lord, but it's not the case unless the Lord is calling us. But He is calling us. We should be aware of that. We cannot wait till our timetable. This is a beautiful verse. And singing this verse, we'll repeat that phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. Repeat that twice. And then we sing, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. Let's see if we can sing that.
I am the way, the truth, and the life that Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life, that's what Jesus said. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there's no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said.
Revelation 4:11. Probably you don't need to look at that one if you don't care to, but it's the one, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Revelation 4:11. In thinking of truth, I read a very good statement recently. You know, there are people today that say there is no truth. This particular author said, when someone that doesn't believe in truth says there is no truth, why should we believe him? Good statement, I thought. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Thou art worthy.
1 Timothy 1:17. I'm not sure if we've sung this one as a congregation. Remember we sang it in Bible school the one year. We'll have this for our benediction. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We get to the end, we repeat the last phrase, be honor and glory forever and ever, twice. Or we say it twice. All right? See if you can sing that one. If you don't remember it at all the first time, we might sing it twice. And I don't remember what pitch this should be, so we'll just give it a try here.
For O soul, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let's sing it again.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal,
turn to number 99 in the Christian church hymnal, song number 99. Something I had not noticed before this afternoon looking at this. Songs number 97 and 99 are written by the same author. All the verses are the same, but they're in different order. And the one has a verse the other one doesn't have. I'd like to sing number 99, Hail the Blessed Morn. One of the things you want to look for in a great song are the words. And those of you students in school that remember Reginald Heber, anybody tell me what song he wrote? What famous song we sing lots? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. This is the same author. If you'll notice the imagery, the speech that is used in this song. Hail the blessed morn when the great mediator came down. After this psalm, we're going to have the children come forward, and Sister Carrie Mishler will be leading them in some singing. Song number 99, Hail the Blessed Morn. We'll try and give some time yet this evening if you've got some requests you'd like to have sung, so you can be thinking of that as well.
Oh, oh, hail the blessed morn when the great mediator down from the reeds of glory descends. Shepherd, worship the babe in the manger. Lord, his God, the bright day.
come up, please.
No room, said the man.
Thank you, young ladies, for that. I see a row of young men over here. Maybe your turn next time. How's that? Should have called some of you to have you give us a song this evening, but thank you for that. Today is just 2 years ago that Dan Miller's funeral was held. What was singing number 417? Kind of remembering the Christian hymnal, 417. Revive us again. We know that as various ones have gone to the other side, and when we think of it, it's a long day over there. There's no night, the Bible says. We don't understand that. We don't know how that works. But certainly we do need to be revived again. Let's just sing verse 1 and 3. Time will probably get away from us here if we're not careful. And I'm going to give you some. I want to sing one more after this and have room for a few of your requests.
Oh, no soul, we praise thee, O God, for the Son of love, for the Jesus who died on his mount on above. Hallelujah, on the glory,
in your church hymnal, 636. Probably any of you that may have gone to school when I was teaching might remember learning this song. I think it'd be nice to sing it tonight. We'll sing the verse down to the chorus. We're going to just sing the notes. Do, re, mi. All right? We get to the chorus, sing the notes in parts, and then we'll sing the words. All right? Over the years, I remember we had to do a lot of this type of reading in school and also in what we call round note reading. But the value of singing notes has a way of helping you get pitch in your head. And so it's why it has some value besides the fact of just knowing it. All right, let's sing these together here.
Oh, do, re, mi, 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 mi.
Sing unison, please.
So, so, la, 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 so, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do, re, mi. Mi, fa, so, 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 la, 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 so, mi, fa, so, re, re, do.
Part.
Mi, fa, so.
Scores, realize that when we're singing the words, you're often singing mi, re, do when you sing that. You sing the words now so you can put that same cut right there, all right?
Often we reward on the track below in the bird.
Someone have a request you'd like to have sung? In which book? Church hymnal number 96. Joy to the World. Now, I realize that you're probably a little bit tired, and I don't know if any of you would feel like standing, but if you'd like to just stand for this song and get a little rest till the end of the service, if you don't feel good to stand, just remain seated. This is a song of tremendous joy, tremendous vitality. So even if it's almost winter, and even if our voices are worn out, why don't we give it that joy, make that joyful noise as we sing this song. Oh, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us sing as often, but one that has its own message as well here. The little town of Bethlehem. Interestingly enough, you know, one of the things we like to Perhaps de-emphasized in the Christmas story is the thought of just thinking of Christ as a babe. But I've been reading through Acts recently here again, and I think in there, after the resurrection, Christ is still, at least in one place, referred to as that holy child, Jesus. Think of it.
O little town of Bethlehem, how did we see Lord above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the sun and stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The
All right. Pardon? 87 in the Christian hymnal. All right. Such love, such wondrous love. All right, I think after the last verse here, we're going to ask the chorus to come forward and share what you've got to give, and after that, we'll turn the time over to the ministers.
Oh, that God should love us sinners such as I should yearn to my sorrow into bliss, no rest till He fled to bring me. Such love.
Joyous strength has prolonged, what a gladsome tidings be. Opened wide a door to the lodging within, and in Driven 100 miles to hear that last song. I just love that song. Really enjoyed the evening singing, and we sang a lot of songs about the advent of Christ, and it's probably true that he wasn't born this time of the year, but the fact is he was born, and the Bible gives us a lot of details of his birth and its reason for the world to rejoice. So I'm very happy to acknowledge that and magnify the Lord in different kinds of ways, and one is to rejoice in his birth. But I appreciated the songs that were shared, and it was good to be here tonight.